The number of eviction applications filed in Toronto in 2005 increased 10.7%. More interesting, GTA is half of Ontario's applications, and they rose 8.7%. And in Scarborough, it was worst of all. You've gone on record saying you're not sure why the evictions increased, but you have a feeling that there are three main reasons. You want to introduce us to those?
The most alarming thing is the applications have increased. The reasons are the rents are too high, the incomes are too low, the system is too easy for landlords, and it's set up for them to either evict the tenant or use the tribunal as a public collection agency.
Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. On the eve of Toronto's first census of homeless people, Disrespect welcomes Dan McIntyre, Program Coordinator for the Federation of Metro Tenants Associations.
Dealing with a case, a landlord neglected the building for years, now wants, actually then died, and their son took it over and wants to redevelop the area, the hell with the tenants, lost 12 homes so far.
And so he really just wants to demolish the building?
Well, he wants to build a high-priced condo on the site.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of an older section of the city, Dufferin and College, but
yeah,
these type of things that we work with every day. I'm helping a tenant in Burlington who's getting landlords screaming at him in the middle of the night and all sorts of things. Hundreds of those every year.
Yeah.
Innocent folks who, after the landlord finally gets around to maybe doing something tonight, finally getting around to fixing the elevators,
oh, yeah,
then wants to pass on those costs to the tenants in the form,
right,
of an extra rent increase.
Right.
So we go and explain the system and try to find ways to reduce the effect of the application and answer questions and get them organized. This is under the City of Toronto Tenant Defense Fund program. So things go on, and I don't want to paint all landlords the same way.
Yeah.
But in Ontario, you can be a landlord. There's no test. There's no nothing.
I see.
So if you buy a property or you want to rent out part of a property you already own,
yeah,
you're a landlord. Doesn't matter whether you know the act. Doesn't know whether you have people skills. Doesn't know matter you know whether your tenants can tolerate you or not. You're the landlord. And you know, if you buy a restaurant, well, you better know how to fry an egg. But
yeah,
if you buy an apartment building, you should know how to look after it. But some do, some don't.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, in fact, I work with a program called the Tenant Defense Fund. We are on defense. We're not able to take actions against landlords who don't do their job.
Right.
But on the other hand, if a tenant falls behind in the rent, even a few bucks,
mm-hmm,
landlords have a very easy, well-paved road. Go down the tribunal and do your thing, and then you're going to either get an eviction or get paid. So it's win-win for the landlord. And it was all set up deliberately for that, and it needs to be changed. There is ways to have a fair tribunal. There are ways to ensure that tenants get what they pay for. They get the maintenance that they pay for. They don't have to put up with harassment or other interference, all of which are illegal under the Act on paper.
But there are no penalties.
Well, it's just the inability to enforce, and the fact that the tribunal has put that at the end of the queue as far as any priority is concerned.
Do you feel that the public is paying for the landlord's collections?
Well, a landlord making an application pays a $150 fee,
right?
But when they succeed, the tenant has to pay the fee back to the landlord.
Oh.
And often, with the eviction hanging over their head, tenants will make impossible deals just to try to keep the roof over their head. And sometimes, you know, you have to do that. But other times, they're not able to make a deal. They end up being evicted, and not only are they still owing the rent, but they owe another $150 as well.
I see.
So, you know, if you fall a payment behind on your telephone bill or on your MasterCard, well, there's always a small price to pay, and you know, but you're not risking losing your home.
That's true.
You know, if you're short of money, the, you know, you've got, you know, the landlord has the best protection in the province in terms of, you know, either you're gone or you pay. And then if you're gone, guess what? They can rent to somebody else at a higher price.
Oh, and, yeah. And profit. So it's a win-win for him.
Yeah. Now, there is some vacant units right now, but the rents are so high on the occupied units, they can easily sustain those vacancies and at the high rents that they're charging.
And you feel that the public is paying for their collections, not only because of this $150 fee that they get back if they're successful challenging.
The tribunal has made evictions applications their priority. They're dealt with the fastest. They issue their orders fastest. They do everything on the fast, on the cheap. And the tribunal, of course, is funded through our tax dollars. It was supposed to be a place where both tenants and landlords could go to get to resolve their problems, but God help the tenant who's got a maintenance problem trying to go to the tribunal to get any help. They're at the end of the line and they don't know what they're doing, and tenants aren't in the business of being tenants, and there's all sorts of barriers put up, and that's why only a few of less than 10% of the applications at the tribunal are tenant initiated.
Oh, I see. So the tenants, knowing this, the tenants don't even try a lot of the time.
No.